We're Masechet Eruvin, Daf Lamed Dalet, and we're starting at the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Bet. We've got the Yati Rapapel Kamer Lahash Shmaitet. So we had the case over here where Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda spoke about this idea that you've got this kaneh, you've got this pole stuck in the ground, right? And you saw there, and on the top of it, Rabbim, and you had on top of it a basket. And we said, if you threw something on top of the problem, we said, no problem. Because the whole kasha was really all about, first kasha we said about this basket hanging on the tree. And we said, why was the basket hanging on the tree? Why was it acceptable? The basket hanging on the tree was acceptable because if the basket hanging on the tree, we brought it from the truscle, if the truscle walls go down, we said, no, the basket, because the basket could be tilted and the base of it could be within 10 tvachim, right? Remember that? Could be within 10 tvachim, then it would be okay, because at Bar HaShmashot, when it was within 10 tvachim, we've been able to get the Eruv and eat the Eruv, wouldn't be a problem. Therefore, on Shabbos now, we can use even the basket now is above 10 tvachim, because it could have been tilted to below 10 tvachim, so therefore we can use it. That's really what we're speaking about. So now Rav Papa says over that Shmaitata, right? And Rav Bar Shva asked Papa a kasha, a very important kasha. It's a bit of a long-winded question. We'll see Rashi in a second explains the question in a lot of detail. But just to give a very quick overview, then I'll try and do it quickly. He brings quite a bright, and he says like this. If we want to make an Eruv on Shabbos, and this first Yontif is on Thursday night, let's say one day Yontif, that's a Thursday night, Friday, and Shabbos, and then there's Shabbos. We want to have an Eruv Chatzerot, an Eruv Tchumin, sorry, on Shabbos. If I want to go and visit my friend to Bikur Choli, whatever, on Shabbos, I can't go Friday night and make the Eruv because Yontif, right? So I go on Thursday night. Now, Rashi will see the Rashi, you do that with the Shaliach, because otherwise you could have just gone there and stood there and was cornered the Tchum. But you sent the Shaliach with the food, and now what's your concern? Your concern is that if you leave the food there on Thursday night, it might get eaten or get lost or whatever the case is. By the time you get there on Shabbos morning, it's gone. And there's no Eruv. So you want to secure the situation. So you send your shaliach. Your shaliach goes in with the food. He makes a situation. He stays there till Shabbos comes in. He was caught near the Eruv. He now brings the food home. And then we say you've got to go back on Friday, or Friday afternoon before Shabbos, and put the food back there. That's not a problem on Friday today because you can carry on Yontif. If it was the other way around, if it was Shabbos first leading into Yontif, we've got a problem because you can't carry on Shabbos. So if you did the Eruv on Friday night and then you took it home with you, got a problem. How do you carry it home? How do you bring it back on Shabbos? Are you with me? You're up to that easy? I'm pretending the Rashi on the outside. I think we'll make our lives a bit easier. So now comes along Rav Bar Shva. He says to Abaya, I don't understand. He says to Rav Papa, Rav Papa, you just told us this whole big vort over here about why we can use the basket. Why can we use the basket? Why is the basket even the basket above 10 tvachim? Because if I tilt the basket, I can say, hoil, since I could have tilted the basket and the basket could be within the 10 tvachim, to kosher Eruv. So why don't I say, why go through this whole effort of taking the food there in the first place to make an Eruv? Let me just say, look, this is the food for my Eruv. And then say like this, hoil, since I could have taken the food and made an Eruv, but I didn't, but I could have. It's a kosher Eruv. You got it? That's basically Rashi. You want to look at inside Rashi? Go and look at, when we're shortening a little bit here, go and look at three, four lines from the end of the Rashi at the bottom there, and look at the fifth line in with it. It's like this. Da'amar to hoyil v'yachol lintota. Right? It says, I could have tilted the basket and make it into the 10 tvachim. V'ahacha kamandelo amtyehi. So yeah, go back a little further. Say, afa gav de lo amtyehi, I didn't bring the Eruv. Kamand amtyeh dami. As if I brought it, tahamar tehoil v'yachol in tota. Because I could have tilted the basket. Now look inside the Gemara. That's really the story, right? And what's important here is we proved in this bright Rashi, I left it out, though Rashi pointed out, the one important thing is that we proved from that you have to walk the Eruv to the end of the 2,000. I'm going to put the food over there. Why? Why can't we just say, like the basket, I could have walked it there, and I didn't walk it there. Look inside the Gemara now. Etimei Rav Bar Shvar Rav Papa. Keitzad huwa se, molicho berishon umachshich Rav. So he first goes on the Thursday night, and waits till it gets dark, but not Lord, takes the Eruv. Uvalo Bashem takes it home and comes back on the second night, which is Yontif now. So Yontif is not a problem. We can carry there and back. Then he waits, then he eats it. Uvalo, and then he goes on. But Amai, he says, why do we need all of this? Neima, why don't we just say, Kevan de Ibayi, if he wanted to, Amtuye. De Ibayam, if he wanted to bring it, he could have bought it. Matsi Mamati, he could have bought it. I forgot if they didn't bring it. So it's command, Amtaye Damis, if he did bring it. Why am I going? If you can tell me the basket is there. And since the basket's above 10 tfachim, but I say, since we could have tilted the basket, and it, therefore it's good enough, say so too. So you know what? I should have brought the Eruv to the end of the 2,000 Amas, but I didn't. But I could have, therefore, if I did. Okay? Question clear, right? Clear, Ed? Right? So Amar of Zaira, so the Gisa, like Amar of Zaira, Gzaira Mishum Yom Tov Shechaliot Achar Shabbat. He says, you know what? You're right. It's a good question. And the reason that you can't do it is not because you couldn't, maybe you could have, but we've got exactly that you don't allow you to do that. Because if you had done it the other way around, if you wanted it for Shabbos into Yontif, like this year, say, Shabbos into Rosh Hashanah, okay, even though first day of Shabbos, but basically there's only one Rosh Hashanah, and this year is Shabbos. We've got Shabbos and Saturday night Rosh Hashanah, right? So it can't be because they law Adu Rosh, right? So Rosh Hashanah can't be on a Sunday. Okay, but let's assume that it was not Rosh Hashanah, let's say it was Pesach. Right, that Pesach was on the Saturday night. Right, and that can happen. You can have Pesach Motzei Shabbos, I think, eh? You can. I think so. Lo Adurosh Velo Badu. Yeah, you can't have it on Sunday night, I think, but you can have it on, I think so. Right, so let's say it was Saturday night was into Pesach. So now, what would you want to do? You take your, and you want to go on Sunday, you got a problem because on Shabbos you can't go there and back, you can't carry Eruv. So because that's what Rabbi Zaira says up here. So the Hadi Itzchuchu Rabbanan Lecholam Arvin Holich Eruv Olim Makom Shvatan. The fact that we need you to go there is exactly what Yom Tovach Shabbos because of the Shabbos. The E Bay Lam Tuya B'Shabbat the Erev Yom Amocharat E Matzi Mamati Lei V'Tzarich Olichom Erev Shabbat V'Ya Marta Ba'Alma Nashvik Ayu Bati Mishum Hoyel Achidam Yat LeMishmach Alei V'Nafik Al Erev Shvatov Yom Tov Achar Shabbos V'Hatam Afilu Hoyel Like. He says you can't do it because on a Shabbos when Shabbos is first and then Yom Tov you haven't got that Hoyel ability. So you'd end up on Shabbos saying, so if I've got 2 days Yontif and Shabbos, I don't need to take my Eruv because I could have taken it, but already Shabbos, Eruv, Yontif, you couldn't take it. So you wouldn't be able to use the Hoyel because it wasn't true. You weren't able to do it. When Yontif goes into Shabbos, so in practice, you were able to, on Friday night, before Shabbos comes in, walk with your Eruv that you had set aside on Thursday night and said the Hoyel and not taken it, and then gone there on the Thursday, on the Friday night and put it down, right? But when Shabbos goes into Yontif, you can't do that because on the Friday night, you can't take it home with you. And on Shabbos often, you can't take it there with you. So you can't have the Eruv ready at the night beforehand to be able to be a kosher to serve you, help you on the front day. That's why he said, otherwise you'd be out. The Gemara starts again. Another kosher. 18. You wanted to have kavona to be shovet your place. You're going to have this 2,000 amos is going to be each rabbi. What did you do? You found a wall close by to where you were in a little bit of a crook, a nook or a cranny in the wall, and you stuck your Eruv in the wall. And it was in Bakotel Lemata Measha, beneath 10 Tfachim. So what's the problem? Not a problem. You're in Shtarabim, and your wall is in Shtarabim, right? Because below 10 Tfachim. Look at Rashi. Veniach Eruv Bakotel, Samuch Lemakom Shvitato, right? But Rashi points out here, Chutz La'arba Amot Ka'amar. Now you wanted to be Shovet Yach. You found a hole in the wall, just about a meter and a half, or half a meter, 2.5 meters. Let's say 4 amas is 2 meters, right? So 2.5 meters from where you wanted to be. That's really further than four than Daramot. So now you can't kosher Rabbi. But nonetheless, we say no problem. The Eruv is a kosher Eruv. Look at Rashi. Why? Because va'aitu pachot pachot me'arba amot ta'afilu b'Shabbat lo asir ki agavne eli mishum shvut rabbanan va'achid b'ashvashon hu lo hagazu. What's going on over here? We say it's not a problem that outside Daran Amot. Why? Because you can carry lechatchila midorait. Let's say not lechatchila midorait. You can carry in Rishta Rabim if you do it less than 4 amas at a time. So halachically, you could get from that hole in the wall to where you want to, where your 2,000 amas ends. Remember, you need to walk down from your house to from the end of your town 2,000 amas to the furthest point that you can get to, and that's where you shove it. Now you were here, you called a shvita, and you put the food there. You couldn't find a safe place to put it, so you put it 2.5 meters from your place. But now we want you to be able to have been able to eat that on Friday night when Shabbos came in at Ben Hashmashot. So he says, not a problem. Why is not a problem? Because we point to Rebbe. Rebbe says that Lo Gazu Ben Hashmashot. So all the shvutim, the Israel Rabbanan, which don't allow us to bring it from that nook and cranny in the wall, even if we go in less than darad amot tranches, is a gzeirah d'rabbanan. So midoraita would be okay. So therefore midoraita, there's no gzeirah. Midoraita at the ben hashmash, I could eat my eruv, there would be a kosher eruv. That's what he says over here. However, in it comes in shvut by rosh hashovach. Sorry, but lemale das, we put it above 10 tvachim, ain eruv eruv, because then you're in one reshut, and your eruv is in a different reshut. So there will be a different problem altogether. Look at Rashi. Have you had lemale me'asra eno eruv? Di nafik chutz la'arba amotin, kai b'shta rabim. Velo matzli mishta yachid, dehu b'shta rabim v'eruv b'shta yachid, because it's above 10 tfachim, assuming it's more than 4 amet tfachim wad. And that wall now is a proper shayachid. B'hachid leikere meimar kaman de mali, deha chutz la'arba amotav. Now we can't even say, maybe we had that concept of man de mali, that you fill the whole area is filled up and you're already standing up where you were, like Rabbi said, because you're in one reshut, this is a different reshut, doesn't work, you're outside the daradamot. Okay, so that is the second rule in the Braita. Now, Lamalem, now that was a covenant with Rabbi Haniach Eruv, Bekote Lamata, a good Eruv. Lamala, ain Eruv. Need covenant, Shbob Shal Shovach. Now you wanted to go and your Eruv that you measured where you're going to be, you're going to go up into that, like you got a dove's nest up at the top there where you breed your birds. You go into an aviary and that's where your thing is. Or Brosh HaMigdal, on top of a tower, some sort of tower. Right? Look at Rashi, Brosh HaMigdal. V'hu gavoa harbei v'niach n'ol tochan. It's very, very high, and you put your Eruv inside it. Right, so what do we say over here? Lemale mi'asara tvachim, Eruv or Eruv. Lemate mashtachim, Eruv, opposite way around that. Now, if it's above 10 tvachim, it's a good Eruv. Below 10 tvachim, not a good Eruv. Rashi'im, lemale mi'asara ha'inichu Eruv Eruv, the second last narrow lines. V'ava b'yishenu yachol litlo misham ulavio l'makom shvitato d'ahami mati lehi b'shech l'shriachid. דרך אבישת רבים וקיים אלן במושית אפילו למעלה מסולחי והרי יכול לרד לא אוכלו במקום שבות מונח שם. The problem is that you put it up here in one place and this in another place and you're two different places now. You can't take it from your שטריחי to שטריחי דרך שטרבים. That's also to do. So how come it's a kosher Eruv? He says because since it's למעלה מעשרהו, since it's above 10, right? הרי כמקום שלתו ממש, תוכל למעלה מעשרה דרכי אחד ושוט. It's all you high. Your Eruv is high, so even though you can't pass it on Shabbos from your Shtriyachid to Shtriyachid, but since you're all in the same Rishut above, right, Ben Hashmashot, we know Gzeri, not a problem, you can do it. Right, however, if it's Lamata Miyasarat Tvachim, it's not a good Eruv, why not? Eruv Eruv, Lamata Miyasarakagon Shesh Aliyot Lemigdal, this Migdal has got steps, this tower. Zoro one above the other, Venichu Ba'aliyah Lishlamata, and you left it on a step below 10 Tvachim, which is a karmeli, because it's above 9 tvachim, and it's 4 tvachim wide, but it's not 10 tvachim, it's a karmeli, it's a shrabim. It's a isur de rabbanan only. Ein eruv o eruv, daha lo matzi le mishkerem yahu karmeli, vitu el rosh ha-migdal sheshovet sham. Right, mishum avishal, now what's the problem is, you're above, up in the migdal, there yish le-yachid. Your food is below you in the karmeli. Between the karmeli and you, you've got to go through of avir reshut harabim. And that's an Isur Doraita. That's not a Gzeirah Rabbanan. From a Rishta Rabbim into Rishta Yachid is a Doraita. So it's not from a Karmelit to Rishta Yachid, which is a Rabbanan. From a Karmelit via a Rishut HaRabbim into Rishta Yachid, which is Isur Doraita. Right? The Matere Derech of Rishta Rabbim Rishta Yachid. Ve'inachit v'achid had, if you would go lower down there, what would be the problem? Navnei makom shvitato. So you go, I'll go and eat it there on Shabbos where it is. It doesn't help me. I need to be, I am to be able to eat it. Not me to go to eat it. It has to come to me. Okay, you got it? Clear, everybody? Right. So now we've got those two cases in the Braita, right? The one is Rabbim, and you put in the wall up and above. Or you were above and it was up below, and it didn't exact opposite way around. If you in the Shurabim, it has to be low. If you in the Shovach, it has to be high. Right? So now the Gemara says, Vamai. Why? Hachinami. Now, why can't we just say like this? Hoyel biacholin totola viola tochasara. We can tilt and bring it to the area where there's Migdal or the Shovach. Let's just bring it to where we are. That's the Gemara's question there. The Gemara says, V'amai lemata mi'ashrein, it's a lost galochia. Why when the food is below 10 tvachim? It's not an eruv. Neima, hoyel v'yachol lintot ha-migdal ha-shlichol lemata. So we can turn bend the migdal, but tilt the migdal. V'nimtza makom shvitato mutal le'eret p'shnerabim. V'shakilei mikarmit v'achilei makom shvitato. And now what happens? Let's bend over this migdal. And now the migdal in shnerabim. And the food is in the karmelit. Ah, from Karmelit to Shtarabim is now a Shvut. It's a Drabana. And what do we say? Lo gazu Shvut ben Hashmashot. Now suddenly where I am, I can eat my food. You with me? Right?
He says, we're proving the facts. Since in the first halacha there, when you put the Eruv in the wall, right, that Rebbe was the Tana of this Mishnah. Right, because you stuck into the wall, right, it was beneath 10, so that was also like a Karmelit. And we said, no problem, you can eat it. Right? So the Gemara said, what's the answer? The answer, why can't you do this? It's a nice idea, says the Gemara, but you can't do it. Why not? Right, we're talking about a migdal mesumal, which is nailed into the wall. Says Takub Masmor with nails into the wall, and you can't move it. But in theory, if it wasn't nailed in, it wouldn't be a bad idea. Right, so that's what he answers. So the rabbi gives another answer. Rabbi says, "Afilu tam migdal she'enu mesumar." He says, "No, I don't like that, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Even if it wasn't nailed in like Rabbi Yirmiyah says it was, even if it was a loose migdal and you could change the migdal, whatever the case was." Why would it work over here? Hachem migdal aroch askinan. It's a very tall migdal. Even matele purta, the Bach changes the lashon over here. He says nafik lechutz la'arba amot. Imagine like this. Look at my hand here for a second. If it's a very high migdal, and now you tilt the migdal like this to bring it around and up to here, so this is darat amot over here on the ground, and we're tilting like this. The top of the migdal goes outside the darat amot. You see this, right? So you'll be able to get there anyhow. Well, to get there anyhow. So it wouldn't really help you much. Right, I'm not sure, to be honest with you, Lemigdal Adahav Roshol Amatim, you'd nafik la Roshol Chutzal Amot, Makom Shea Migdal Yosef Shepichla, the Chishakile, when you take it now, Amtile Ad Rosh Amigdal, Vachile Ishtakach, the Kakai, Ba'ar Ba'amot, Shinit Kavan, Nishport Bahen. Be now, so to go to the big Migdal. Remember, we've got to be where I did Shvita. My Shvita was here where the Migdal is. Where the Migdal, I intended to have my Shvita, my 2,000 Amas ended over here. If I now move this Migdal like this to get it under 10,000, under 10 Tfachim, basically, if that was where my play started and I was there, and the Migdal is now here, this is more than Darat Amot. I'm no longer in that same, I'm no longer where I was Kone, my Eruv. That's basically, I'm now got a new place. That's not the place I wanted to be in. That's what it is. Not a problem of carrying on Shabbos, but being in a different place altogether. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah says. Okay, what are we talking about? Either ikka kafta umatna, leiter be kafta umatna. I don't understand. Why not? Look at Rashi. Either ikka kafta umatna. Kafta says, Rashi says, it's chalon, a window, and mitna is like a chevel, like a rope. So im aruba barosha, Rashi says, it's like a chimney or some sort of what do you call it? Like a pipe or something, a channel or something in the word, like a ta'ala. What's a ta'ala in English? How do you say ta'ala? Like, help me, new a ta'ala. Right, a duct. If you've got like a duct inside this tunnel with a rope, why can't you just like lower it down with the rope, so to speak? That's the most simple. They don't get too complicated. He says, the late, late kafta, but it's talking about there isn't such a case. Maybe it'll work, I don't know. Okay. Now we go back to the Mishnah we had there. So basically, we've seen over here that... We pass it according to Rebbe, the idea of Ben Hashmashot. Now, Natnu Bebor, Vafilu Amok Me'ah. Now, we're in the Mishnah, we had a case. We had a case in the previous example where we said that we put our Eruv in a bor. I remember where that Mishnah was. Where was the Mishnah? It was. We had the case where we put the Eruv in the bor. We said even the bor was very, very deep, right? So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem, however deep it was. So of course, I don't understand what is the chidush over there. If however deep it was, why is that a chidush? If you look here on Lamed Bet Amud Bet, we had the Natnub Ilan Lamali Mashi put in a tree above 10 tfachim, it's not Eruv. Lamati Mashat Tfachim. If put in a bor in a pit. I feel a mock made 100 amas deep. It's still a good Eruv. The Gemara stuff here, I don't understand. What is the, what's the story? Right? High bor de kaihi. Where is this bor? Ilam de kaib shleach. If the pit is in the shleachid, so then pshita. Isn't it pashut? Pshita yach. This is why. It goes up to the heavens. It's so like it goes up. It goes down all the way down into the ground. Right? Even if it's 10 tvachim deep, what do we get? It's 100 tvachim is Rishta Yachid. So if the pit is in Rishta Yachid and the bore is Rishta Yachid, then what do we care? You and Rishta Yachid and the bore, so you're both in the same Rishut. What's the Chiddush? Ve'ele dekav Rabbi. Right? So what's that? Maybe we're talking about in Rishta Rabbi. So it's like if the bore is in Rishta Rabbi, and then let's ask ourselves a question. Then if kave nishpot haicha, where were you planning on being kone your shvita? Where was your eruv going to take? Where were you? Where was your 2,000 amas coming to? Ilamala, even was it outside the pit in the Rishta Rabbim? So am I? How could it be a kosher eruv in the first place? Hu makom echad, very well, makom acheru. Right. So how would that work? It wouldn't help. It's Rishta Rishta Rabbim. It's a deraita. We can't even talk about gzeira ben mashot. It's a Rishta Yachid. Remember we had the case of with the wells going up to Aliyah Regil, the Dumadim, those like L-shaped things we put around to create Rishta Yachid. You can't have a pit in the middle and out of Rishta Rabbim. You can't do one from the other. It's Asu. So what are we talking about? So the Gemara says, and if he is looking to be Kone, his Shvita, his Eruv, down in the pit, so that's also Pashut. Who, the Eruv of Makom Echad. Then they're both in the same place. So what's going on here? Why is this Mishnah? What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? We said, Lord Shekhar, we need to know this. Why? The Kai Bekarmelit. Really, the boar is in a Karmelit. Tina Karmelugrashi Kagon Bikalak in the open fields, the Hainu Sadot, the Havei Borsh Yachid, Usfato Karmelit. That's the chiddush. Because now, right, the Kavin Shpot Lamala. You saw every Rebbe, and it's Rebbe. The Amar called Avashu Mushum Shvut Lo Gazula Ben Ashmasho. That's pretty quick, clear to us now. Since it's a Karmelit, it's only Sud Rabbana and Erev Shabbos, and therefore Ben Ashmasho Lo Gazru. So therefore Ben Ashmasho, you can eat your Eruv if you upstairs and you've put it in the pit. It's not a problem whatsoever. And that was the Chiddush. Okay, the new Mishnah, which really is the continuation of the previous Mishnah. Natnu Barosha Kane or Barosha Kundas. Now, I always get excited about these things. Right, Nubrosha Kane, okay, well, that's not so exciting. That's like the top of a reed, like some sort of, imagine like a bamboo type of reed or something. Right, or Brosha Kundas. Now, look at Rashi over here. Even if you don't normally look at the Rashi, look at Rashi. It's the last wide lines there of Rashi at the top. What does he say Kundas is? Look at the word there in the Rashi. He says Palu, Pei Lamed Vav. Now, if you mix those letters around a little bit, what do you get? Pei Vav Lamed, pole. Now, a kundas is a pole. Someone told me that in Steinsaltz, I didn't see the Steinsaltz here today, unfortunately. I look at only online to Steinsaltz, so I haven't got it in print. But he says there that it comes from the Greek word, which means, and someone else told me that in Spanish, the word is paula, which means pole. So paula, suppose this is palu, paula. It's all the same word, pole, all the same thing. That's what a kundas is, a pole. Okay. Rashi says they're very important. This kundas, or the kane for purposes, they aren't attached to the ground, right? And Rashi says, so we're going to see, why do we have to say that it's mamash talush, not mechubar? Since Rebbe said that there's no isur ben ashmashot, a kane would be asur because of the same din as a tree. You can't get a gzeira or not using a tree on Shabbos. If it's ben ashmashot or gazru, so what do we care about this this kane or not? We'll get to that in a moment. Exactly. So nachnu b'rosha kane or b'rosha kundas b'zman shu talush v'na'utz, when it's separated, it's really been picked out of the ground. It's not attached to the ground. It's just been like taking a big piece of bamboo. You've cut it and now you just stick it into the ground. So it's not growing out of the ground. So it's not a tree. It's a piece of wood for our purposes. Afilu gavoa mea ama, if it's 100 amas tall, it's not a problem. Arei ze eruv. Look at Rashi. Afilu gavoa mea ama 100 amas hat. Hoyel ba'enu rachav dadid lamata. Labushlech, since it's not 10 tvachim wide at the bottom. Remember, we need to have like in the first 3 tvachim, has to go to 4 tvachim wide. It isn't. Afagav lamata, even though higher up it's dalid, the eruv al gabe makob dalid, because we need an eruv on top of a dalid. So we've got it at the bottom, it's not wide. On the top, we might have a traska or something wide, and that's an eruv. He says, as far as we're concerned, this is not a Rishta Yachid. This whole story. Right? It's a little bit of a contradiction here, but anyhow, we'll work it out later. Right? Lot, so he says it's not a problem. It's almost like this. Rami le rabbi bar matel rabbi. So Rami, rabbi bar atna osh rabbi akashya. So I don't understand. Why? Look at the Mishnah. If you medayek in the Mishnah, if you look at the Mishnah very carefully, what do you see? Talush v'na'utz in. When it's been separated, picked already, cut off the ground, not attached, and it's stuck in the ground, then it's a kosher eruv. Then it's a kosher thing, you can use it. Lo talush, but if it wasn't picked, it was still growing, still attached to the ground, it's with the roots and all. V'na'utz, and even if you took it and you bent it over, and you stuck the other side in the ground, whatever the case is, lo, you can't use it as an eruv. Why not? Because it's attached to the ground. It's like a tree. So it says, nu. So who's the Tana of this Mishnah then? Mani Rabbanan. It must be Rabbanan. Da Amrei. Called the Barashu Mishum Shvut Gazu Ala Ben Ashmashot. Pashut. Why? Because we've got a Xerav, you can't use trees. And even a Ben Ashmashot, you can't use the trees. Therefore, when you made the area of using this Kaneh, which was attached to the ground, it's like a tree. And you could, how can that be? The Hamar Teresh. Let me say a moment ago that the previous Mishnah, who was the Talibri Mishnah? Rebbe. And we don't like the idea that the one Mishnah, one part of the Mishnah is Rebbe, the other part of the Mishnah is somebody else. So the Gemara said, what's your problem? Rashi, Rebbe, Rabbanan, Sefer, Rabbanan. So the Gemara said, I don't understand. Wait a second. Amalek, far Rami, Rami, Racham, Rav Chista, Vashani, Le. This year over here, Rami, Le, Rab, Adabar, Matna, to Rava. But he says, this same question was really asked by Rami, Bar Chama. Right? Not Rav Adabar Matta, but Rav Chama, to Rav Chizda. And he answered him, Vashani Lai, Rai Shabi Vasei for Rav Anna. So I don't know what's going on over here. So it's not a new question, not a new answer. So that's what Gemara says. So Ravina says, no. I actually don't agree with that. He says, Amar Kule Rebbe, they're all Rebbe. The Rashi's Rebbe, the Sefer's Rebbe, it's all Rebbe. We don't like the idea of different Tanaim being in different Tanaim of Mishnahs, same Mishnah. The Sefer, so why in the Reisha can we say no problem, there was no Gzeira ben Ashmashot? And in the Reisha story, in the Sefer we're saying that there is a Gzeira. He says it's a different Gzeira. It's not a Gzeira of a Shvut. He says, the Sefer Gzeira Shema Yiktom. What's the story over here? Look at Rashi. Shema Yiktom. He says, Lefi Shakane Rachu, this reed that we use in this bamboo is very soft. When you come tomorrow to actually take your food, if you want to take the food at Ben Ashmashot, you'd bend the reed down to get it down and you end up breaking it. Aval Ilan Kasheu, with a tree, in the previous case of the Mishnah, when we had no problem, there was a tree. We don't worry there about you going and climbing the tree and tearing branches off. Aval Timat Kane, but to bend over this reed and to make it break, Vada, it's a proper serious concern. So therefore, I need a rechicha miktama, since it's very soft, it could bend and snap. For love shvut, and it's not a shvut, is it rabbanan? Ele le melocha, the michayev mishum kotzer. If you break this plant, so this is already kotzer. It's like pruning. This is doing a melocha. We're not worrying about exari here of isod rabbanan that you could have come to do. This is an isod doraita. So that's why he says it's the same idea, but you call it the tree, it's one thing, but with regards to the reed, which is soft, through point altogether. It once gives a similar story, it's like a hupul musa da atle na harda. So we've got a case of here with this pulmus. Rashi's over here, pul musa is a chela melech, like a legion of the soldiers arrived. And look at Rashi, makom dachuk the talmidim ibnei anshecha, because they all came in, obviously like the soldiers arrived, so what do? They go take over a school. Makes sense, right? It's a public, municipal, public property. The mayor says, okay, yeah, go to the school, but the kids have to still learn. So Rav Nachman tells his students, Puku avinu kavushe kavshe ba'agma. V'lemachar, neizil v'neita v'lavayu. Look at Rashi, says, go out to the tzu'ub kafu hakanim. Go out to the fields now and bend over all these reeds, like, put them all together, kamin kisaot, and make seats out of them. And tomorrow, when we can't use our classroom on Shabbos, because the soldiers are there, we'll go and sit on these reed seats that you made, like benches of reeds. So Gemara says, "Aiti ve Rami Bar Chama, Rav Nachman, Rami Bar Chama now asks a kasha via." Right? He said, "This is the same Rami Bar Chama who already asked his previous question to Rav Chizda." See, he asked Rav Nachman, "I don't understand." Now, who's Rav Nachman who told the kids to go out? So he says, "Va'amrei la Rav Ukva Bar Abba Rav Nachman." Might mean somebody else. He said, "How do you send your students out to go and use these reeds?" We learned from the Mishnah, Talush, V'na'utz'in, Lotus, V'na'utz'lo. When they are separated and disattached, then you can use them. While they're still attached, you can't use them. How can you send your kids out and make seats out and they're still attached? Somebody said, no, you're making a mistake. Whoever asked him a question. Hatam ba'uzra din. He says, there, when did the Mishnah say you can't use these reeds? I should use these reeds. When they're uzra din. What are uzra din? Rashi says, shehuksha kfar harahen kidam. When they're very hard, they now like trees. B'chi sharinan. And when we said you're allowed to use them, it's b'sha'elin uzra din, when they're still very soft. Bola kadim rachin da'avukir. Now they're like vegetation. They're not considered trees. So ubayerek lo hiskiru chachamim shvut. There's no isud rabbanan on a shvut over here, a gzair of a shvut with regards to vegetables. The only issue of shvut is a tree. So when it's hard, it's like a tree. If it's still very soft, the reeds are very soft. And I was telling my students, obviously, to use reeds of it. He says, uminah timra, the shalilan bain uzradin shayin uzradin. Where do I know this from? There's a difference between soft ones and hard ones. Quite a brighter. A steer between two brighters. The Tanya, we got one brighter, a kanin, right? The kanin, these reeds. Va'atadin, va'hagin, and some sort of bushes. Min inan hi, they're types of trees. Va'inan kilayim bekerim, because they're trees, there's no clear kerim with them, with trees, because trees are not clear kerim. The Tanya, another brighter says, ha'kanim, also again, reeds again. You see reeds and reeds. Va'akidan, va'urbanin, min yerekain, they're type of a yerek. Va'in kilayim bekerim. So the one brighter says that kanim are trees, and one brighter says that kanim are yerek. So the Gemara says, kashia dali, the steer between these two brighters. Elishma mina, so how do we explain the difference? The one brighter says that trees, kan be'ozradim when they're hard, and kan be'ozradim when they aren't hard, shma mina. So the Gemara just asks, by the way, on this brighter, v'kida min yereku. Remember the second brighter said, v'akanim v'akidan v'urbanin min yereku. He says, this kidan is a yerek. We got a Mishnah that says Ein Mar Kivin Pegama Gabe Kida Levana. Now Yeshu Yerek Beilan. He calls it a tree, right? So Rabbi Kida Lechul VeKida Levana. The difference is the Kida and the Kida Levana. They're two different things. Don't get confused. Okay, new Mishnah. Now we carry on with the idea. We put in your Mishnah where you put in your Eretz. The Mishnah is like a Nachnuba Migdal. You put it on in some sort of a tower, like a building of some kind. The Mishnah Shas adds in over here VeNaalu Befanav. And then they locked the tower, va'avad hamavteach, back in our Mishnah, and the key got locked. It got lost.
Missed Amar Rav Papa.
Sorry, did I miss it, Rav Papa?
Yeah, Amar Rav Papa.
No, I said, kidah lechud v'kidah levana lechud. Once a kidah lechud. Okay, maybe I left out Rav Papa's name, you're right. I think I just said kidah lechud v'lechud, you're right. Sorry. Right, not new migdal. And then they locked it, and the key got lost. The Mishnah says, nonetheless, I raise the Eruv. It's still a good Eruv. Right, look at the Mishnah over there. V'vada mavteach, v'eruv v'eruv. U'gemor mefarish la, u'kagon sha'am migdab shta yachid, diya v'bei mavteach lo'a v'bei shum isur duhu v'eruv v'mishachid. It says, in the Gemara we'll see, says Rashi, that we're going to come to the conclusion that even though they locked it, right, the shta yachid, the Eruv, the migdab was in shta yachid. So if you had to bring your key to open the migdab, you could carry the key on Shabbat, not a problem. And therefore, you would be able to get your food out of the Migdal. Assuming that they found the key. The key got lost, but assuming that they had the key. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. He says, if ainu yodeya shamavteach bimkomo ainu eruv. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. If we don't know the key is there and you can't get into it, from my point of view, says Rabbi Eliezer, you haven't got an eruv. We'll see the Gemara in a second. He says, v'amai. How come Tanakama over here says that's a kosher eruv? Look at Rashi. Va'amai nehi de tarvayu b'shliyachidinu. I understand they're both in shliyachid, both the tower and the guy's place to make a shvita is in shliyachid. However, kevan de lo matzi shakile havelei keshneim akubon. Since in reality, if he wanted to even by hashmashot get the food out and eat it, he couldn't because the thing was locked. So from my point of view, what do I care if they're both in shliyachid or if he's in shliyachid and the arrow's in the moon? At the end of the day, he can't get to it. So why is it an Eruv? Right? Amayhu makomecha, Eruv makomacher. So what's this? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Tarvayu, what do they say? Hacha b'migdal shel banim askina. We're talking here about a migdal made of like air blocks. Right? Look at Rashi here. Shel banim. Shenoach lesotro. Without much effort, you actually take the whole thing apart. And that's not called steer on Shabbos. Look at the Bible. Look at Bavir de Livne. Right, these the air of the bricks. I'm not sure you're talking about air bricks or the air of the bricks. Sedrot zu agavezo, and they're one on top of the other. Below tikpa, and there's no plaster cement between them. The lav stira here. That's not called stira on Shabbos. It's like basically just a couple of blocks up together, and therefore you can open and take it apart. You don't need a key, big deal, I can get into it without a problem. Rabbi Meir, and who's this follow? This follows Rabbi Meir. What does Rabbi Meir say? Pochet lechatchilah mutar. You can take the bricks apart one by one, and you can take the whole thing apart. Look at Rashi there. Kedamokida ba'avir delivnei the love steer oil. He's not a problem of breaking out a tent. And how do we know this? This is the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Ditnan. Have a Mishnah over here. Let's say like this. Bayit shemilehu peirot satum. You've got a house that's full of fruit and they're sealed. Venifchat, and suddenly one of the walls falls down or something like that. Look at Rashi there. Venifchat me'elav. And the wall broke down on its own. Afilu b'yom tov atzmo. Nor tell me makom akat. You can go there and take the fruit. Rimei says, what are you worrying about? Pochet b'no telechere. Go and take the fruit of the walls down themselves. Don't worry for it to fall. You can take the walls down. Just like there, so too, he has a real livni. And therefore, it's not a problem whatsoever, and you can take out the key. And that's why, even though it's locked in theory, the key's locked, and the key's lost, since you can take it apart easily, you can get your eruv. That's all very nice. What Rabbi Meir said there was on Yom Tov. Avalo b'Shabbat. So he says, yeah, you're right. Our case is also Hachin and Yom Tov. Don't worry, it's also Yom Tov. You're right. Shabbos wouldn't work if we're talking about Yom Tov. So he says, but if Ha'i that's the case. How do you tell me how you say Yom Tov? But how does it be? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Im Be'ir Avad. Rabbi Lezer said that Im Be'ir Avad, Rashi says, yeah, Mavteach. If his key got lost in the city, Eruv or Eruv. Then his Eruv is a good Eruv. Look at Rashi. Im Be'ir Avad, Mavteach, Eruv. Te'i Bishkachle, if he found the key, Matzi Maitle Der Chatzot VeGagol. He could bring the key there and he could open up the place. V'im b'sadeh avad ein eruvo eruv. But if Rabbi Eliezer said, if it's in the field, then it wouldn't help. Why? Because he can't bring the key there. Now he says, v'im b'yom tov. And if you tell me that this mission is discussing yom tov, then what do I care? Mali ir, mali sadeh, where he is. Even on yom tov he can bring the key. So it's clear that it can't be on yom tov, and we'll carry on with the rest tomorrow.